Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
See Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Chris Mack in for Nick Costos today here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. You can watch the show on YouTube, youtube.com/@TheKostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. And while you're there, drop a comment about everything we've discussed to this point, how to actually punish the Jazz effectively for the tanking that the NBA has now found them at fault for. We'll talk to Nick Friedell, NBA insider, about that in about an hour and 20 minutes. More NFL offseason news every single day. Derek Carr might be making a comeback. Is there anywhere that makes sense for Derek Carr or anyone that may be interested in this Joe Judge thing? May actually have real football impact. I'll tell you how and why before the end of the hour here on You Better You Bet. But one of the most interesting off seasons in maybe the last decade is on deck in Kansas City. Who better to talk to about it than a guy in Kansas City from 96.5 The Fan in KC? And of course, he hosts BetMGM Game Day every Saturday here on Westwood One Sports. Alex Gold joins us here on You Better You Bet. Morning, Alex. How are you, man?
Hey, good morning. You're right about that, though. It's just off season. We haven't had one of these in a while. We've been spoiled in Kansas City, so this is uncharted territory for a lot of Chiefs fans. They got to go way back to where they had an off season with this much at stake.
Yeah, and it feels like there are some tendencies here that are leaning toward getting the band back together, and then there are some question marks about, well, how much of the band is actually coming back, and they're all big, bold questions to be asked about the Chiefs' offseason. I want to start, obviously, with I think the most important question is Patrick Mahomes and his readiness for the start of the 2026 season. It's obviously still really early in his rehab process. But how are the Chiefs planning for every eventuality around that and whether they may have to start the season without Mahomes or not?
So as you would expect, there's plenty of confidence among the fan base and among the organization and Patrick Mahomes right now, as we said in February, that, you know, he's actually going to be available by week one of the season. I think it's easy to say at this point in time, this far out, that you're going to be ready week one. And I have no doubt he's going to do everything possible. But as you know, you really don't know until you start getting back on a football field. You get into to maybe closer to training camp. I think that will tell us a lot. And I also think the Chiefs' actions with who they bring in to be the backup. You know, last year it was Gardner Minshew. He thought he was going to have his opportunity when Mahomes went down. And then he suffered a knee injury. At the time, everybody believed that was an ACL. It turned out to not be one. So he's available. He's a familiar face and a name that's familiar with this system. And so to me, if they go and spend more money than they have in the past on a backup, I think that would tell me a lot, Chris, about their confidence level that somebody's got to start a week or two, you know. And so you look at the backup quarterback pool. I mean, some names, I guess, are more exciting than others. But right now, you go and ask any Chiefs fan, they're telling you he's playing week one.
Yeah, there's, you know, when you're in Kansas City, you're allowed to have an inordinate amount of confidence, right? Like the way things have gone for the last decade, you're allowed to feel good about everything until it actually collapses around you. But the NFL is better if Patrick Mahomes is playing from week one, and the Chiefs obviously are better too. What about Travis Kelce? Is there a firm determination, do you think, about what he wants to do going forward and whether there is any real consideration to walking away, or is he all in, locked in on being back in 2026?
I certainly think there's consideration for him to not come back and play, but all the momentum is trending toward him coming back here in 2026. You know, he had talked on his podcast, of course, New Heights, a couple weeks back, saying, you know, this is not about his desire to play. It's whether or not his body can handle it. Does he want to go through the grind of an offseason, going up to training camp and dealing with, remember, Kansas City, they live up in dorms for 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, do you want to deal with that and deal with the humidity and heat of a training camp? And can you make it through a season? He talks so much about the work he put in a year ago, where if you guys watched him this year, he was actually a little more spry, I would argue, than he was the year prior. And so it's not a desire. It's truly whether or not he thinks he can hold up. But right now, I think it would almost be a surprise if he's not back in 26. And this is where the fan base is split in Kansas City on Kelce. No surprise, he's a fan favorite, future Hall of Famer. This guy has done so much in this city and still does in the community and will for a long time, I believe. But I don't think this offense should run through him next year. And this is where people disagree, because they'll look at the numbers and say, what do you mean? He put up a lot of numbers in the top five tight end in football. And by no means do I think he is washed. I just don't think at this stage of his career, you want an offense running through him. He had around 108 targets. And I think that needs to be scaled back a little bit to where he's an important piece, sure, and someone that Mahomes trusts, but the offense needs to run through a Rashee Rice, for example, or if they end up spending a number 9 overall pick on a wide receiver.
So what is the answer then for the offense in totality, Alex? Because they bring Eric Bieniemy back, and I think a lot of people in Kansas City may just look at that and say, okay, Nagy out, Bieniemy in, we're good, everything's solved, doesn't matter who the receivers are, doesn't matter how old Kelce is, doesn't matter if we figure out the running back room or not, we got EB back. I'd imagine there's a lot of positivity about that move, but is there a belief that short of, like you said, drafting a wide receiver in the first round or a couple other additions around the periphery on the offense, that should solve their issues?
So Eric Bieniemy, it's weird how it's changed. You know, Matt Nagy became a villain almost to a certain extent in Kansas City. And even nationally, I feel like you mentioned his name and everybody just kind of talks like this guy doesn't know what he's doing. And I'm in the minority on this, I think, and I have, whether it's on this network or even locally. You know, I think there's way more nuance that's required with what happened with the offense when he took over compared to where it was when Eric Bieniemy was the OC. The league has just shifted, right? I mean, whether it's playing the Chiefs with two high safety looks, whether it's that running back is more valuable now than it was 3 years ago. They had Tyreek Hill in that offense. So I can go on and on and on. I don't think it was just a Matt Nagy issue, although I think they had to move on from him. Eric Bieniemy is kind of the safe hire to bring back. But I think this team did lack discipline. And I'm not talking about having penalties all over the place. They've always been a heavily penalized team under Andy Reid, going back even the years when they win the Super Bowl. But I'm talking about lazy route running, you know, doing your job. It is the basic stuff that what you would expect the coach to do. They kind of lacked in that area. Eric Bieniemy is gonna hold you accountable. And so that is a huge asset that I think he brings to the table, plus the running knowledge. He was with Ben Johnson last year, and people here at least are hoping that maybe he picked up a thing or two with that run scheme, that they can be more effective, and I think it's more personnel-based. But a lot of this offense, guys, I think is on Andy Reid. We can talk about the OC all we want. We know who's calling plays. This is Andy Reid's offense, and the question people have been having here is, all right, is the game catching up to Andy Reid, or has it passed Andy Reid by? And this is the year that is going to decide that. Now, it might sound crazy to people outside of here where they say, what do you mean? They were just in the Super Bowl for three straight years. Now they have one bad year. Now suddenly he doesn't know what he's doing. But that's the conversation. And this year, if they miss the playoffs again, guys, I'm telling you, I don't know if, you know, the Chiefs will part ways with him. But fan base, there will be plenty of people that will say in Kansas City, it's time to move on.
Alex Gold of Cody and Gold on 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. Also, every Saturday here on Westwood One Sports with BetMGM Game Day, talking Chiefs offseason with us. What about the idea we've heard thrown out there about putting the band back together, bringing back a Tyreek Hill? Don't know how healthy he'll be for this year, but trying to find more weapons for this offense. We mentioned the running back room earlier. Pacheco and Hunt were underwhelming, other than a few glimpses here and there. Is it about simply Andy Reid retooling how this offense works, or is it about bringing in different, maybe more talented personnel?
Personnel-wise, on the running back side, I think is honestly the biggest issue they had there, guys. Yeah, we can talk run scheme a little bit. Isaiah Pacheco, you know, they got a lot out of him. Look, this guy was a seventh-round pick. I mean, he wasn't a bust or anything. He was a seventh-round pick, and he provided him a couple great years, but he just didn't have it anymore. You know, Kareem Hunt was actually really effective in short yardage, but that's all he should be, is short yardage. They drafted a rookie last year, Breshard Smith, out of SMU, and they refused to use him. And so I think most fans, and the thought here is that you address running back in free agency, a Breece Hall. I personally am interested in Tyler Allgeier paired up with, you know, a second or third round running back. There's some fans that want them to spend the ninth overall pick on Jeremiah Love. I think that would be a mistake, but that's certainly in discussion if they don't sign a free agent running back. So I think it's personnel running back wise. Otherwise, I honestly do think it's scheme and coaching. Look, this is probably going in the weeds a little too much for the audience, but they had a wide receiver coach that they moved on from, who had no business and was not qualified to be a wide receiver coach. They go and get a veteran in Chad O'Shea, who coached guys like Randy Moss and Julian Edelman, and on and on and on. They bring in a running back coach, DeMarco Murray, who actually played the position and knows what he's doing. They had Todd Pinkston, who was just a former player for Andy Reid, that was a wide receiver coaching running backs last year. So I think they have certainly gone after experienced guys now this offseason with the coaching staff. And they got to go under center more. They really do. You look at the four teams that were in the conference championship games. Those quarterbacks, three of the four quarterbacks, were all toward the top of the league in touchdown passes under center. And so I think it's a combination of both. And the wide receivers, other than maybe bringing in one veteran, Chris, I mean, it's Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice. They're going to have to develop these guys. And that's where it's really hurt them. Xavier Worthy just has not developed the way everybody was hoping.
I'm curious, because I am a huge fan of Jeremiah Love, why you have pause on him as a possibility. Is it just there's other things that are more important to address with that first round pick, or you're not sold on Love specifically?
And this is more about the Chiefs than it is Jeremiah Love. You know, I think one, I believe fundamentally just on position value, running back, I think you can go and get a top tier free agent back for $9 million a year, roughly. Let's say maybe Breece Hall gets 11 if we're being fair, but Allgeier might be $4 million a year or something. So I would build my team that way. That's just more of a personal thing. The other part is, if you draft Jeremiah Love at 9 overall, guys, he has to me immediately be a top 5 running back in football. Immediately. There's no, right away. He's got to eventually be a Jahmyr Gibbs. He's got to eventually be a Bijan Robinson. And maybe he is. Like, and if the Chiefs, this is where they get paid to get it right. If they truly believe that's who he is, then fine, go ahead and draft him. But he has to be that kind of back, in my opinion, if you're going to go at number 9 overall. Truly, I think they got to build on the defensive side. You know, defensive line, they struggled to get after the quarterback last year. Chris Jones is aging here. They did not have a complimentary piece to go with him or George Karlaftis. So, you know, I would personally say go running back free agency and then address the defensive line if David Bailey's there or Reuben Bain is there at 9.
You mentioned the issues on defense, at least up front, Alex. They've got multiple free agents on that side of the ball, too. Are they retaining all of them? Are they looking to move on from some of these guys? You mentioned Chris Jones is starting to age out. Carl Loftus has hit his stride, though, I think. What is the outlook for this defense in the offseason?
They got some guys they're going to clearly move on from, I think. You know, they're up against it. The cap, yes, it's not real. It is real. We can debate that and all that. But they got some moves they got to make. You know, they're about $58 million over. You know, so I think they'll cut somebody like a Mike Dana. I don't think he'll be back. Charles Omenihu was a massive disappointment. He came back on a one-year deal. He was non-existent. I think most of that defensive line is going to be gone. You know, I think Chris Jones, Carl Loftus, Omar Norman Lotz was a rookie this past year, got hurt. Ashton Gelati was a rookie last year. Those guys are back. And then I think they're going to sign a veteran or two plus draft somebody, whether it's in the first round or otherwise. So there's going to be a lot of new pieces there on the defensive line. And then Jalen Watson is actually one of the top free agent corners available. There's some thought that maybe the Chiefs would bring him back. He had a very good contract year. But what's their decision with Trent McDuffie? We haven't talked about him. Chris, that's probably going to change for potentially the path for them this offseason. McDuffie, top corner in the league. They can play this out for a couple years. They got the fifth-year option. They could tag him even in a couple years if they wanted to, but they have not signed into a long-term extension. And so there's a lot of debate in Kansas City whether or not they should look to actually trade Trent to try to add some more picks and move forward, or do you eventually give him an extension? And so that's one to watch. If they know they're not giving an extension to McDuffie at some point, then maybe they are willing to bring back somebody like Jalen Watson.
I think the number I saw that they're over the cap going into 26 is something like 61, 62 million. Are there restructure candidates, and who would they be to restructure to sort of kick that can down the road, which is always an issue with an aging team, as you mentioned, Kelsey, Jones, Mahomes, believe it or not, is actually, by NFL quarterback standards anyway, you know, more than halfway through his career.
Look, they've been up against it because they were all in the last couple of years. We know they were in three straight Super Bowls, and so that it's time to pay the price, though, a little bit, what you're saying. You know, you're way over on the cap. And so I am, you know, looking at the 2026 season, frankly, as more of a make a push for a wild card spot. And I know that sounds crazy to people. You got Patrick Mahomes. What do you mean it's not Super Bowl or bust? And people disagree with me in Kansas City, but I think they can set themselves up a lot better for 2027 if they're willing to deal with some of the financial repercussions now. What I'm talking about is, like, Chris Jones has a $40+ million cap hit. I don't want to kick the can down the road on Chris Jones. I'm going to eat the $44 million, play it out, and that way I'm good in 27. That's how I would proceed. But yes, there's a lot of restructure candidates. You know, they can free up about $70 million pretty quickly. If they want to restructure fully the Mahomes deal, and I don't know if they'll do all of it, there's $44 million they could actually free up just by doing something with Patrick Mahomes. Trey Smith, the offensive guard, who they signed to a new deal last year, who they like, they could restructure that and save, I think, anywhere from $7 to $8 million this year. Jawan Taylor's an offensive tackle that they're likely going to cut. They're going to have to eat $7 million, but they could save $20 million. There's a lot of candidates that they could actually free. Drew Tranquil, a linebacker who they may not bring back. There's a couple million dollars there. So they can do it in about five or six moves. But I think they're going to have to pay the price a little bit for being as all in as they had been the last 5 years.
Alex Gold of Cody and Gold on 96.5 The Fan in KC with us here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. He also hosts BetMGM Game Day Saturdays on Westwood One Sports. Catch him tomorrow, 11 Eastern, doing BetMGM Game Day. One last thing before I let you run, Alex. Just, you mentioned the fans earlier, and there's this sort of bubbling enthusiasm when you've had as much success as the Chiefs have had over the last decade. Is that still in existence there, or is there a little bit of an undercurrent of aging team like we talked about? Maybe Andy Reid has lost his fastball a little bit. We've got to maximize the now and get whatever we can out of now before this thing does hit a cliff. Or is this, not to deride Chiefs fans, it's not meant as an insult, is this Lemmings heading toward the cliff, toward the sea, and they're like, no, we're always full speed ahead on positivity. We believe this was a blip on the radar, and we're good in 26. Let's go. Let's get another ring.
There's certainly a fraction of the fan base that thinks that it was kind of fluky, and they're going to be right back at the top immediately. Look what happened in the AFC, and look at, you know, Drake May making it to the playoffs, and the fact that it was the Broncos in the AFC title game, and Sam Darnold won a Super Bowl. There's definitely that thought. Call it arrogance if you want, but like, oh, come on. Like, that's really who everybody's going up against. There's definitely a chunk of people that feel that way. There's also, I think, a little bit of real panic and concern. Like, hey, people are questioning Andy Reid, and fair or not, after 1 year, there are people here that are saying, all right, you know, they brought back Eric Bieniemy. Is this offense just gotten stale? You know, is he able to truly adjust? And that's why this year is just so massive, not only to get back to the playoffs and all that, but hey, are they going to be needing to truly look for a new head coach in a year or two because this thing has just passed him by? And so these are real conversations. I mean, everybody still fully believes, of course, in Patrick Mahomes, and most people think he's ready to go week one. But there definitely is a feeling that maybe, just maybe, it's time for a big shakeup moving forward for the 2026 season and beyond.
Great stuff, Alex. Really appreciate your time. Check him out on 96.5 The Fan in KC, and of course, every weekend here on BetMGM Game Day, Saturday mornings on Westwood One Sports. Alex Gold, thanks again for the time, man.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
Absolutely. Interesting insights there. I increasingly get the feeling that while Chiefs fans have this constant undercurrent of positivity, which, if I were a fan of that team after the last decade, I'd have that constant undercurrent of positivity too. But I really wonder if simply bringing back Eric Bieniemy and making a couple of moves on the periphery as far as offensive talent goes is enough. Especially because there's a great point Alex made. Bieniemy holds people accountable, right? And there's been a little bit of a lack of discipline on the offensive side of the ball, especially. Well, after a couple of years without bad cop in the building and only good cops, are these guys who've had a ton of success over the course of their careers necessarily going to respond to bad cop again when he marches back into the building after a few years away from him? Maybe they look at it and say, hey, we didn't make the playoffs this year. We lost the Super Bowl the year before. We need this guy back. But I think it's much more likely that sandpaper edge that Bieniemy always carries with him and the way he handles players, I don't know if that polishes things in Kansas City. I think it might just make it a little bit more rough. And especially if they've got to go a couple of weeks at the beginning of the year without Patrick Mahomes, you get him back, recovering from a major injury like that always takes a calendar year at least. I could definitely see, as Cody said there, maybe a wild card appearance, but another bump in the road and maybe even missing the playoffs for the Chiefs, which, as he pointed out, might make Andy Reid's seat hot, even in a place like Kansas City where they've had a ton of success. Chris Mack, in for Nick Kostos today here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, live across North America on SiriusXM Channel 375, always inside your Westwood One Sports app. Coming up, this below-average quarterback market this offseason could be rapidly accelerating towards becoming average? Maybe slightly less above average. I don't know, but somebody's exploring a comeback. And is anybody actually going to be interested in him? That's next here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Tomorrow, two of the SEC's hottest teams collide. Number 25, Kentucky. Number 14, Florida. 3 Eastern tip on Westwood One Sports and the Westwood One Sports app.
Ah, the most beautiful time of year is upon us. Tax season. And Tax Slayer is here to help you file. We guarantee 100% accuracy and your maximum refund. Those are some good numbers. And you can trust me, because I'm a talking calculator. Did I mention Tax Slayer even has support from real U.S.-based humans if you have any questions along the way? Beat the rush and start for free today. Tax Slayer. File fearlessly.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that, cools up to 8 times faster, and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus free premium delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Clones, listen up. Not all beef jerky is the same. In fact, there are major differences in quality from one brand to the next. Old Trapper is a better way to snack. Chock full of good protein to satisfy your manliest hunger cravings. Every bite is better for you and higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, and candy. Old Trapper, in the Clearview bag, is the world's finest jerky, made with only the best ingredients. So ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game. Paid spokesperson. Time.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Sheer science.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One. Now, a 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high. Rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. If your retirement is mostly stocks and bonds, you may be taking a risk, more risk than you think. And when you're near retirement, a sharp drawdown at the wrong time can do real damage. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Its precious metals, silver, and gold is having a spectacular bull run. Would it not make sense to get in before the rocket takes off? Monetary gold have been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. They have the experience to help tailor your portfolio to your needs. If you call now, they will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. That's 877-NOW-GOLD.
Third and goal. Carr for Waller, went up and got it. Got the touchdown. Got ourselves a ball game.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Derek Carr is entertaining a return to the NFL after a year off. But why? I feel like that meme. If he comes back, where should he be looking to go? He says only places where he could win a Super Bowl. I'm sorry, you're Derek Carr. You get to dictate those terms. But who should be interested, if anybody is? We'll get into that in just a second, because I have one team in mind. One team and one team only that I think makes sense for a possible marriage with Carr in the short term. And I brought this team up a couple weeks ago about another quarterback. It's going to seem like I'm just trying to ship them with veteran quarterbacks all offseason, but, well, maybe I am. Anyway, before we get into that, I saw this story last night. They had a pop-up bar in Hell's Kitchen the last couple nights that is exclusively for people dining with AI partners. It was called Ava AI Cafe at same wine bar in Hell's Kitchen. I saw this story last night, and I immediately thought to myself, I'm not trying to be an old man here, I promise, but I don't think this is an old man thing. What are we doing? Seriously. I come from that weird generation that is between Gen X and millennials, right? I saw a story about this once. They call them Xennials, Xennials, where you didn't grow up. You grew up in an analog society, right? And you didn't even have internet in the house when you were a kid in the mid-80s, right? All the way up through the mid-90s in many places. And then all of a sudden, social media exploded while you were in your late teens, early 20s. So I am adaptable to a lot of different developing technologies. You know, a lot of us, Tyler and I were talking before the show, there was this big story that came out on Twitter a couple days ago. This guy that works in tech wrote a big, long, massive, had to be a 4,000-word piece about the development of AI and how it's coming even faster than most of us anticipate. Like, the things that you expect will be AI-generated or, you know, have some level of AI in them in 10 years. That's happening in like 2 or 3 years. It's coming a whole lot fast. But AI dates, is there anybody that can explain this to me, please? 310-840-4910. 310-840-4910, or in the YouTube chat as well, at the Kostos, youtube.com/@TheKostos. What do you do? Do you take your phone and sit it in a docking station across from you at the table, and you talk to your ChatGPT or your OpenAI or whatever it may be? Is there a face? Do you have one of those real dolls with like a chip implanted in it? I don't want to get too technical with exactly how it works, but like, exactly how does this work? I'm sorry. What do you do? Bill, we're similar in age. What do you do if you walk into a bar or restaurant and you see not just one person, like one person sitting at a table with a phone across from them? You kind of quickly explain away in your brain is, that's a little odd. Maybe they're watching a TV show, though, or what, they just stopped in to eat. I don't know. But you look around and multiple people are having dinner on Valentine's Day with their AI companions. What? I feel like I've walked into some sort of alternate universe.
Yeah, this isn't for me. I walk into that kind of situation, I'm going to freak out a little bit. I'm going to just be like, what is happening here? Did I walk into a different year? What's going on? Like this is, what is that Pixar? Wall-E, you know, where all the people are just like buried into their phones. They don't even know humans are around anymore. This is like, I think I'm a pretty forward thinker, and I'm not like against AI here or anything, but like, if you're dating AI, like this is where I'm going to become an old man. This is, I can see it happening in my future. This is the pivot point where people are just going to be like, this is my AI girlfriend. I'm going to be like, no, this is just your phone. Stop it. Date a person.
Yeah.
Like, this is a problem for me. I don't even know where to go with this.
And it's odd to me that I think younger generations are realizing how fast it's happening, faster than us. Like, my daughter is going to be 17 next month. And my wife loves to use ChatGPT for everything. She wants to buy a new dining room table. She ChatGPTs a photo of the room and gets suggestions from ChatGPT on what kind of table would look best. And my daughter actually said to her one night last week or the week before, she said, "You're not polite to it, are you? You're not like giving it sentient feelings, are you? You don't say please and thank you, do you?" And my wife was like, "Well, yeah, and it's kind of nice. It says please and thank you back." And my daughter's like, "You can't do that. You're going to make it more aware. You're going to ruin it." The kids know, Bill. They know what's coming.
Yeah, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator. They're learning. They're becoming more human. They're learning from us. Like, yeah, this is eventually. By the way, when the robots blew up the world in Terminator, I think it was like the year 2028. So let's be careful with AI here. It's coming.
We're not far off. We're not far off. Yep. T-1000 is right around the corner. If I see Robert Patrick sprinting down the street like this with his metal arm regenerating, I'm out. I'm just out. We'll get into some other NFL offseason questions at the top of the hour with Q Myers of Raider Nation Network and Las Vegas Sports Radio, because we had some pretty interesting ideas. At least I did. I may have gone off the reservation a bit about the Raiders yesterday, and I want to hear what Q has to say. But a former Raiders quarterback is discussing coming back after a couple years in New Orleans and a year off. Derek Carr is expressing an interest in coming back to the NFL. But he told his brother David on their podcast, Homegrown, that he's got to be healthy. And his brother sort of winked and nodded and said, "I know you're healthy." And it's got to be for a team that has a chance to win. Right? He's got to compete for a Super Bowl. First of all due respect to Derek Carr, because he wasn't terrible at the end. He wasn't. He's 5-5 his last season, only threw 5 picks in 10 games. He wasn't terrible, but he wasn't very good either. This is the perfect offseason where if Derek Carr does want to jump back in, now's the time to do it, bud. Look at that available quarterback market this offseason. Because when we start to talk about those available quarterbacks, where does Derek Carr rank? I mean, he's probably, I say with a big question mark at the end, probably not a better option than Kyler Murray. Probably, question mark. He's a better option than Tua, I think. Also, a small question mark at the end of that. Better option than Kirk Cousins. Better option than Malik Willis. Like, I'm not as far out on Derek Carr if we're looking at it in relation to the rest of this offseason's quarterback market. Like, if you're, this is a team I brought up about Kyler a couple weeks ago when I was guest hosting for Nick here on You Better You Bet. If the Minnesota Vikings said, hey, we're not sold on J.J. McCarthy, but maybe another year of sitting and learning. Let's give him another red shirt. Another year of sitting and watching for McCarthy may help, especially with some veteran tutelage. Derek Carr to Minnesota could make sense. I could see that. It makes sense for Carr because it's a team with a bunch of weapons. You get to throw to one of the two or three best receivers in the game. You've got a great head coach, at least as far as quarterbacks go. That would make sense for Derek Carr. And again, it would depend on the Vikings being not all the way out on J.J. McCarthy, but on their way out. That one makes a ton of sense. Indy, maybe. What are they doing with Daniel Jones being hurt? Is Indy really a Super Bowl contender? I don't think so with Derek Carr. But, you know. The other one that a lot of people have brought up, Pittsburgh. Now, that all hinges on what Aaron Rodgers decides to do. Because it's been made very clear by the Pittsburgh Steelers and their new head coach, Mike McCarthy, that they would like Aaron Rodgers back for one final ride. What a terrible buddy cop movie that would be. Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers. No, no box office there. But McCarthy and Rodgers, one final ride in Pittsburgh, they have no interest in Carr. If Rodgers decides, and look, I've been told by multiple people that the Steelers expect Rodgers to make a decision before free agency this year, that he's not going to string it out into free agency, beyond free agency, and late into the spring. If that actually happens, if Rodgers decides, I'm sorry, Mike, like, I love you, bud, but I'm done. I'm tapped out. I don't think that's going to happen, by the way. I think Rodgers is going to be back. But if Rodgers weren't back, I could see the Steelers being interested in a returning Derek Carr. Kick that quarterback can down the road another year there, boys. Legit, that's the way they think about it. If we can just get to 9 or 10 wins, we got a shot. So you're saying there's a chance. But other than Minnesota and maybe Indy, like Miami, what are you winning in Miami? What? Sorry. Atlanta, like as a replacement for Cousins, maybe the veteran quarterback, but then you're battling with Penix for the job. Only place that makes sense, really, for Derek Carr is Minnesota. If Carr's interested and if the Vikings say, we can't go into the season with J.J. McCarthy as our presumptive starter. Coming up, I got sucked in by a way off the radar Olympic story last night that I got to share with you. Plus, this Joe Judge thing, I think could actually have real football ramifications. I'll explain and tell you why next here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
The season's over, but the NFL news never stops. Training camp hits in 152 days. And yes, we're counting. The NFL lives here on Westwood One Sports.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Plus, free premium delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
One in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
It's game day. Are your moderate to severe Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keeping you from the action? Skyrizi, risankizumab Riza, could help you get back to the game. Skyrizi is proven to help people feel significant symptom relief, achieve remission, and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine for adults. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's or ulcerative colitis. Control is everything to me. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's and ulcerative colitis combined. Learn more at Skyrizi.com or 1-866-SKYRIZI.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
For by sheer science.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008 with hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high. Rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. If your retirement is mostly stocks and bonds, you may be taking a risk, more risk than you think. And when you're near retirement, a sharp drawdown at the wrong time can do real damage. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Its precious metals, silver, and gold is having a spectacular bull run. Would it not make sense to get in before the rocket takes off? Monetary gold have been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. They have the experience to help tailor your portfolio to your needs. If you call now, they will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. That's 877-NOW-GOLD.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
You still can't beat the Olympics for one thing in particular. And I'll tell you, I had one of those moments last night when I had it, just had it on in the background in the living room. My wife was out. Our son is feeling under the weather, so he's laying on the couch. And daughters at the gym, whatever it was. I'm just sitting there doing things, reading my phone, and the Olympics are on in the background. And I had one of those moments that really only purely happens when the Olympics are on. Get into it in just a moment with you here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Chris Mack with you in for Nick Costos today here on Westwood One Sports, inside the Westwood One Sports app and on Sirius XM channel 375. Across North America, Americans, by the way, do not play hockey today. They are off. The Canadians play this afternoon against Switzerland. The Americans back in action tomorrow against Denmark. Ooh. They'll cover the spread, whatever it is. Whatever you're betting on, though, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if the action's on the field, the court, the ice. You want to remember the most exciting moments long after the final whistle. Betting with boosted odds can get you started on that journey inside the BetMGM app. Activate your odds boost token today on any sports bet. You'll receive a bigger payout if you win. Grab your token and elevate your excitement with BetMGM. Make it legendary. Download the BetMGM app today. So the Olympics are on in the background last night. And we'll get into Joe Judge in a second, because I think this nonsensical rambling of his on the witness stand in the Trinidad Chambliss eligibility hearing could actually hurt them on a football level. I'll explain why in a minute. But I had one of those pure Olympic moments last night because Skeleton was on. Skeleton is not bobsled. It is not luge. Skeleton is you are on a sled going face first down a sheet of ice at 70 miles an hour. Happened to be the event that was on. And they're rolling through, you know, because it's evening, so everything's taped from earlier in the day. So they roll through it pretty quick. They get to the Americans, and the one guy did really well. And then they get to the other American, and it's this guy, and they pop his name up on the screen. And they pop up everyone's hometown, which is great, because this is the purely Olympic moment that you get. The purely Olympic moment that you get is someone pops up on the screen. They put name and hometown, and you go, you do the Leo DiCaprio, point at the screen and go, I know that place. And wouldn't you know it, Dan Barefoot, do you sled skeleton? Do you slide skeleton? Do you ride skeleton? I don't know what it's called, but he's at the Olympics taking part in skeleton for the U.S. Olympic team. Dan Barefoot is from Johnstown, Pennsylvania. And for those of you that don't know anything about nor care about Western Central Pennsylvania geography, Johnstown, PA, is about an hour and a half east of Pittsburgh in Cambria County. Johnstown is mostly known for two things. The Great Johnstown Flood in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And the movie Slapshot, which is one of the greatest sports movies of all time. They filmed it there. The Charlestown Chiefs were based on the real-life Johnstown Chiefs. The Cambria County War Memorial is a very special place to go watch a hockey game, a minor league hockey game, really bad concerts. I think Insane Clown Posse has played there multiple times. Yep, get the hoses out and wash the Faygo off the seats. It's the Johnstown-Cambria War Memorial. It's a great old barn. Anyway, Johnstown is that's what it's known for. But I saw this Dan Barefoot, and I immediately pointed at the screen. I know where Johnstown is. And then went online, and they were actually talking about him. They called him a landscaper. He's a landscape architect, okay? Give him a little more credit than that. He's not mowing people's yards in the summer and plowing driveways in the winter. Dan Barefoot on the U.S. skeleton team, he's a landscape architect. He's got fancy graph paper probably in his desk drawer. But he's from Johnstown, PA. And they talked about how his dad would build sled runs for him in their backyard as a kid. And before they cut to Dan Barefoot's dad sitting in the stands in, I guess it's Cortina, maybe it's in Milan, probably in Cortina because it's up in the mountains, I think. Before they cut to his dad, I immediately got a vision. Now, again, Johnstown is in Cambria County, about an hour and a half east of Pittsburgh. You get more than a half hour, 45 minutes outside of downtown Pittsburgh. I'm doing a favor for everyone coming here for the NFL draft in April, by the way. You get more than a half hour, 45 minutes outside of downtown Pittsburgh, it very quickly gets rural, okay? And the Mike McCarthy accent starts to really get accentuated. You get out towards Cambria County and you got a guy in his backyard building sled runs for his kid. It's highly likely it's a dude in a trucker hat and a flannel shirt standing in his backyard with the hose spraying down a snow-covered hillside with a Marlboro Red hanging from the corner of his lip. Hey, Danny, I got your sled run ready for you and your buddies. Get out there. You're going to be an Olympian someday, I'm telling you. Turns out he didn't look like that kind of guy at all. They cut to Dan Barefoot's dad, and he looked like a remarkably normal dude. I'd still like to believe he has the Mike McCarthy Yinzer accent, though. But that was my uniquely Olympic moment last night. Just having it on in the background. Skeleton is going on. And up on the screen pops the 18th ranked skeleton. Again, rider, sledder, slider. I don't know what they call it. Guy at the Olympics. And he happens to be from like an hour and a half east of me. And I went, I know where that is. I know Johnstown, PA. I don't know what Joe Judge was thinking yesterday. I don't know if the testimony was actually given yesterday or we just got the video yesterday of his testimony in this Trinidad Chambliss eligibility hearing that took place. But for those of you that missed it, we played it earlier. The rant he goes off on about how players who have partners who give birth during the season need to tell that partner, I'm not going to be available to change diapers in the middle of the night and handle midnight feedings because I've got to sleep because I play football, was wonderfully tone deaf. And I think there might actually be a football component to this. And what I mean is, if you're a recruit or you're in the portal and you're looking at Ole Miss, like Joe Judge doesn't call all the shots there, but he's pretty high up in the structure. You look at that dude and go, yeah, I'm committed to football. I don't need you to tell me how I'm handling things at home. If my girlfriend happens to be pregnant and gives birth, I'm going to be like, it was a weird look for a guy who really hasn't had much success in coaching whatsoever. He was part of that Patriots machine in the Belichick years, parlayed that into a job with the Giants, which was awful, and is now in college ball, not even as a head coach. And if I'm interested in going to Ole Miss or Ole Miss is interested in me as a football player, I'm avoiding Joe Judge like the plague. I am. Not because I plan on getting my girlfriend pregnant while we're in college and having to get up to change diapers or feed the baby at 1 a.m. But because I don't want my assistant coaches trying to micromanage my personal life. You can tell me I got to go home and get 8.5 hours of sleep, coach. I get it. But I'm a college kid who is committed to playing football. And you may even be paying me handsomely to do so, but I don't need you quite literally coming into our bedroom and telling me how to handle things at home. The weird look for Joe Judge that if I'm an Ole Miss recruit, I'm casting a sideways glance toward this morning. Coming up next, I had some pretty strong opinions on what I think the Raiders should do this offseason. So we're going to ask someone a whole hell of a lot closer to the situation what he thinks about Max Crosby, Fernando Mendoza, Alex Guerrero, wellness coordinator, and everything else silver and black. Hugh Myers joins us next here on You Better You Bet.
This is Westwood One Sports.
The cost of mesothelioma treatments can exceed $400,000, and families often face losing their homes and life savings just to pay the bill. The Rights and Claims Department of Flint Cooper has helped victims secure financial support they need to pay for their care and ensure their family's future. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma and don't have legal representation, call Flint Cooper now at 800-606-8169. Time is running out for you to file a claim, so don't wait. Call 800-606-8169 for a free consultation.
Indeed presents hires you can't afford to get wrong, like an estate planner.
Per the contents of the will, all assets go to, what does that say? Ragutataya Yaminayata. Oh, I don't know. I was in a weird place when I wrote this.
This is a job for sponsored jobs.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs.
Oh, gold.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit plexiderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 55 and with one of the big three carriers, like Verizon, you may notice they don't talk much about their 55-plus discounts. That's so customers like you keep paying their regular higher rates to boost their bottom line. You deserve better, better service, with 100% U.S.-based experts, better value, with plans starting at $20, and a company that's built for people 50-plus, like me. Not convinced? Give your current carrier a call. Ask about the 55-plus plan you've earned. See how long it takes to get a real person on the line, and if they try to talk you out of it. But if you want something better, call Consumer Cellular. We've got the same great coverage, and our U.S.-based experts can get you switched in about 20 minutes. Switch now to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com for your second month free.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN FM HD2 New York and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the...
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
We're a few weeks into the new year, and I want to check in. How are those lifestyle resets going? Maybe you're tightening up your exercise routine, finally learning that new skill, or attempting to eat a bit healthier. We all know that starting the year strong is a lot easier and much more delicious when you have the right fuel. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. Stay satisfied, keep your energy up, and fuel your daily routine with premium portion proteins delivered right to your door. Omaha Steaks have been America's original butcher since 1917. We're talking about five generations of uncompromising quality, backed by an unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. Their variety is unmatched. From handcrafted USDA-certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, seafood, and versatile chicken, every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.